Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to the Heavenly Father's Last Call. My name is Radolf Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel.
And we are considered to be sons of light, Hebrew Israelites that cater to the 12 tribes of Israel. And we do this program every Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And when I say we cater to the 12 tribes, I'm talking about Native American, African American, and Latino Americans, which consists of the 12 tribes of Israel. Now, before we go into our program, I just want to mention a few ministries that we have. And one of our ministries that we have, basically all of our ministries that we have, you can find it at 12tribesisraelite.com. And that's lowercase TWELVETRIBESISRAELITES. That's 12tribesisraelites.com. I'm going to spell it real quick. TWELVETRIBESISRAELITES.com. 12tribesisraelite.com. Now, on that 12tribesisraelite.com, you will find all my brethren videos, my brother Yaquab Ben Israel is videos. Also, he also make wonderful books that you can purchase from Amazon. Please support the brothers' books. They're very, very encouraging, and books that you may have never heard of and things that you may never heard of. Also, he does his videos Monday through Friday. He does a blog talk radio show. Also, my brother Adir have marvelous videos on Saturday that he does Saturday evening. And we also have a food pantry named after my mother, the Sandra Johnson Food Pantry. If you leave your name in the description box or in your phone number and email, and we will get back with you. And you can find all of these things at 12tribesisraelite.com. Now, being though all that was said, I want to take you into our program today, which is Light Brother, Are We Evolving Back to Sons of Light? Now, I want to mention a few things before I, you know, quote a scripture. You see, as Light Brethren, there's certain things that we do that we evolve into sons of light. Like when we ministering, when we reading, when we doing shows like this, when we taking time and spending it with the divine heavenly forefather Messiah, and we are bringing out this type of information, you know, through meditation and prayer and prayer, you know, we do this on a constant basis. It's about being consistent in what we're doing, which help our evolvement. You see, it helps Light Brothers to evolve. So when my brother do a video and he put it out there and we have a chance to participate, and, you know, and I'm learning from him and getting fed from him, and him likewise getting fed from me by me making my blog talk video. These are the things that we should be doing in this time of us evolving, because we living in some very unique times, which is basically we at the end of this reality. And as we get closer to the end of this reality, that don't mean it's going to get easier for the sons of light. It's going to get harder because of the archons and the powers to be is going to try to put more pressure on us to put our lights out, you see. But thanks to the divine heavenly father, Messiah, Barbilo, the Virgin Mother of Light, Metatron, who gives us the strength to continue to go on, that we are able to, you know, to continue to do programs and minister to and look for light, brethren, you see. But before I go there, I do want to thank the Eternal Heavenly Father, thank Messiah, thank the Divine Mother for giving us this privilege once again to do this show. And also, I just want to, before I go, I want to let you know we do have a phone number that we can be reached on, 845-214-9966. Now, being though all that said, I want to go into a scripture that is going to give us more insight on what I was talking about. Now, I want to go into a scripture at 1 Thessalonians 5:5. Okay, go ahead, brother.
Before my brother go into the scripture, I'm gonna elaborate a little bit on what he's saying, so this will set the stage for our, like the title said, all us brother, all we evolving as light brother. So I'm gonna set the stage before my brother go into it, because just to give y'all a little better understanding of what he's saying, where we are and was and where we at now. Mm-hmm. Now I'm gonna do this in the scriptures. I'm gonna show you the light in the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
1 Corinthians 3, I'm gonna start at 1. It say, now this is Paul talking to the brethren who trying to raise them up. It say, and I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual. See, they're not evolved yet, like my brother just said. Mm-hmm. See, it say, but as unto carnal, even as unto babies in Christ. See, that means you still sleep. You know what I'm saying? 2, I have fed you with milk. Look at that. Babble. You know what I'm saying? And not with meat. See, the meat is light.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to evolve to be able to eat the meat. So right now, they're sucking bottles. You know what I'm saying? It says, for here too, ye are not able to bear it. I mean, eat the meat or the light. Neither yet now are you able. For ye are yet carnal. See? For whereas there is among you envy and strife and division. See? That's what we do amongst each other while we weak and in the flesh and carnal. It say, are you not carnal and walk as men? Yes. For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not carnal? So what he's saying is, now see, when he said Apollos, he's telling you a brother of light. Because Apollos was fire, riding on chariots. See what I'm saying? So he admitted to Apollos that Apollos was corrupted by the men, but they gave it another name. But he was talking about light, brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go down to verse 6. Now listen to this. He's going to confirm Apollos is a light, brother. It say, I have planted, see, Apollos water. See? He sowed the seed, the light, brother, in the upper eons, watering the seeds on earth. But God giveth the increase. So now that's what my brother going to say. We're talking about the process of evolving so we can eat the meat and stop sucking on them bottles. You know what I'm saying?
Right, brother. That was a beautiful analogy. And I want to piggyback off that even before I go into the scriptures. You see, the scriptures say also, I forget which scripture I'm paraphrasing, but it says, before I give you meat, I'm giving you milk. You see, when you feed a baby, right, a baby, a toddler, you can't just stuff meat down a toddler's mouth. You got to give them milk.
You're killing. Right.
You're killing. You see? So, when that's just like when you're coming into the light.
Right.
You got to receive the milk first and process the milk in your body before you eat the meat.
Right.
You see? And this is what my brother was saying. In so many words, this is in layman's terms. Okay. You see,
you can't eat that.
You can't eat that. You got to drink the milk first. You see? Okay. Now, being though that was said, I want to take you to the a scripture, too. That's going to be in harmony with what we were speaking about. And that's 1 Thessalonians 5:5. Now, listen what it says, you know, to you light brothers that's out there. Now, I'm only specifically talking about light brethren right now.
Exactly.
I'm talking about light brethren.
Exactly.
This is who we fishing for,
exactly.
Light brethren.
Exactly.
So, now, 1 Thessalonians 5:5, it says, ye are all the children of light and the children of the day.
Look at that.
We are not of the night nor of the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm talking about a specific being,
yes.
Light,
yes.
Beings, like, you know, the scripture's telling us. So if we are the children of the light, then we got to act like we in the light.
Mm-hmm.
We'll not act, we'll become part of the light.
Mm-hmm.
And that's by us doing ministering, talking to our families, relatives, friends, doing all we can to spread this light all over the world. You see, this is our job as light brethren, is to distribute this light, you know. But like I said, you may have new light brothers out there that don't know it to a full extent, but that's our job, to help these light brethren to get the light, and like my brother always said, to go into their own ministry. But it's a process. It don't work like that. You know, it takes time. You're like a baby. You just continue to feed it milk until the baby can start to eat a little bit at a time. You cut the apple up and make it mash the mashed potatoes down and feed it to them a little at a time, you see. So, yeah, brother, so that's what, you see, that's how, it's the same thing. Nature is the same thing with the light.
That was a good one, brother.
Right. Now, I also want to go into another scripture. Now, listen to this at John 12:36. Now, listen what it says here. It says, while you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light. These things Messiah spoke and departed and was hidden from them. Okay, this is huge because right now, you know, it's a lot of people that listen to us right now, you know, but they don't know who we are. You know, they just listening and you know, some of them, you know, like my brother like to say, they get their ears tickled by us, you know, they really don't really get the overstanding of the light, or they not trying to get the overstanding of it. And see, you know, Messiah said, while you have the light, you say, become sons of light. So we are to become these sons of light while we have it, you see, because we're not going to have the light forever. The light will leave this planet. It's going to leave this world. That's why it said Messiah spoke and departed and was hidden from them.
Mm-hmm.
You see, letting you know that the light ain't going to stay here forever.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a time, a period of time that this light is going to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same thing with light, brother.
Right.
While you have us here, appreciate us, pick our brains. You see what I'm saying? Whatever you have to do to get some of this overstanding, because as this scripture said at John 12:36, it says Messiah spoke and he departed and was hidden from him. See the light going away, you see. So brother, just letting you know to appreciate the light while you have it amongst you.
Now I'm gonna pick up, I'm gonna add something too. This is a little off of what my brother's saying, but it go with what my brother's saying. When he said Messiah went away, I'm going to say something, because sometimes a lot of us have problems with receiving the light because of words or phrases or terminology that we use. And they be like, man, that just don't make no sense. The scriptures say Messiah is the word. He is in word form right now. So that's how he brought the light to the world, through words. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times we get hung up with words and we miss the light. So I'm going to read out of the Nag Hammadi.
Mm-hmm.
So while my brother talking, no matter what word he say, meat, milk, he talking about the light.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to read the scripture out of the Nag Hammadi to show you that don't let the words trip you up. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how the wicked and how the light comes to the world. Okay, I'm on page 163. And it say, truth. It says, truth brought forth names in the world for us. See, the truth used the names or the language of the world to bring the light. It say, and no one can refer to truth without names. See? So no matter what name you use, it's still the truth. But only light brother can see. Truth is one and many. See? You can use whatever name you want. The light, no light. It say, for our sake. See? For our sake. We put in word form.
Mm-hmm.
To teach as about the one. To teach you about the one. The father and the mother. In love through the many words. So that right there lets you know no matter what my brother's saying, he's speaking truth in those words, and us as light brothers must be able to see it so we can evolve.
Right. You see, it's all part of us evolving into the light. Like our title say, are we evolving back to the sons of light? And if you're evolving, you're going to speak this light, and the other light brother going to know that you're speaking light. Mm-hmm. Now, you can, as they say in the world, fake the funk for so long, you know, and right. Then light brother's going to pick it up. Oh, right. This brother's not really supposed to be in this light.
Right.
And many brothers had came in the room, in our room, and was, you know, with us for time,
right.
And then they left
right.
Because, you see, they wasn't evolving
right.
into
right.
sons of light.
Right.
I'm
right.
not saying that they not light, brethren,
right.
but what I am saying,
right.
it's about an evolving.
Right.
It's a
right.
process.
Right.
And
right.
if you're doing what you're so supposed to do, it's going to show
right.
why you think, you know, we always speaking about bear fruit. Bear. So your fruit is going to show whether it's good fruit or bad fruit.
Right.
And
right.
like brother's going to be able to eat your fruit if
right.
it's good.
Right.
But if it's bad, we go, oh,
right.
we can't
right.
eat this. This
right.
is, you know,
right.
brother, warn them, oh, why are you
right.
not producing the fruit that you,
right.
can, you know,
right.
see? And it's going to tie, this is going to tie into my next scripture.
Right.
Now, check out my next scripture. Now, listen to this. At Ephesians 5:8, it says, for you, again, Ephesians, King James Version, 5:8, it says, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all see, before you came back into the light, because if you of the light, you know that we fell, you know, and everything was white clean, but now you were in darkness. You were sleeping. That's considered darkness, sleeping. You were asleep. But what Messiah is telling us, but it says, but now you are in the light of the Lord. So live as children of light. So for instance, let me give you a little soliloquy. So if you came out of the darkness. Now, you a light brother. Now, you're supposed to be ministering, having your own little ministry. Now, if you ministering, you see what I'm saying, and doing what you're supposed to do, you know, Messiah said, live. You're living as a child of light. But when you slow down, you start slacking, and you're going back to the darkness, you're falling back to sleep. You see, you don't want to fall back to sleep. You want to continue to stay in the light and continue to keep busy, especially now. This is not the time to fall asleep. Now is the time to bear as much fruit. Like I was talking to my brother the other day, and he usually likes to say it's a money grab. And it's true. It's like the Heavenly Father put us in a big room, and he dropping $100 bills on us for so much time. And he said, just grab as much as you can. Store up for yourself. Grab it. You know, because I'm going to stop the money from falling. You should have enough money to do what you want. Same thing with the light. He's given us this information. He's given us the overstanding. So we need to keep grabbing. Do not stop grabbing the light. When you stop grabbing, you're falling back to sleep. You're going back into darkness, you see. And that's what Messiah said. That's why he said, live as a child of light. Because a child of light is going to continue to minister, bear fruit, and look for our light brother and gather with us. You see?
Now, look. Now, like my brother said, You know, right light brother only going to produce good fruit. That's just the bottom line. A good tree only can produce good fruit. A bad tree only can produce bad fruit. I mean, bad fruit. So, like, that's why my brother said that. And the reason why I read that precept out of the Nag Hammadi about the truth is it brought words or names to the world so we can understand the truth.
Right.
Because the Bible had just said in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Apollos. Now, the whole world, when you say Apollo, wait a minute. Well, what do you say? Apollos? See, when we say Apollos, Apollos just represented the sons of light. That's why Paul used that analogy, because he was well-educated. Apollos just means sons of light. The Gentiles took that word and twisted it. So that's why I use that word. Don't get upset by the names. You know what I'm saying? When I said Apollo, I bet people say, man, that ain't the light. But Apollo just represents the sons of light. We are S-O-N's in the physical body. But like Apollos, we are S-U-N's in the spiritual world that eat meat. You know what I'm saying? When you're drinking milk, you are S-O-N. When you drink eating the meat, you are S-U-N. See what I'm saying? So Apollo just represents sons of light. So that's why I read that precept, so it don't throw nobody off. I believe I'll give it back to my brother.
Right. Let me just piggyback off that too, brother, because what you said, it reminds us. See, when you come into the light, right? When you come into the light, like my brother was saying, see, we'll use certain things that the world don't actually know.
Mm-hmm.
But see, the light can be, it's not just one purpose or one meaning. Mm-hmm. Like my brother broke down, sun, S-U-N. Yeah. Son, S-O-N. You see, two words saying the same thing, but fulfilling his meaning. You see, that is light. You see, light just don't go one direction. Light bends, it twists, it turns.
Right.
It goes in several different directions.
Right.
You see?
Right.
And that's what my brother was trying to help you to appreciate and understand.
Right.
I just want to piggyback off that. What are you saying?
And that was a heck of an analogy, because he's right. If you took a ball and put a whole bunch of holes in it and shine the flashlight through it, that light will go in all directions. Right. Life of breakdown, brother.
Right. So thank you, brother. But look, I want to get into our next scripture. Now, listen to this, what Messiah said. This is very interesting. Listen what Messiah say at John 8:12. It says, then spoke Messiah again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me should not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. What in the Sabbath is he talking about, the light of life?
Mm-hmm.
You see, when we walk in Messiah's footsteps, right, for one thing, like he said, you're going to be the, because Messiah was the light of the world. Everybody wanted to see Messiah. You see, right. So while you're walking in Messiah's footsteps, you're going to be lighting things up, because they're going to be, I ain't never hear that before. Man, come, you see, you're the light. You're the light of this world. And that's what he's saying. When you follow me, you're not walking in darkness. Like, for instance, you know that, okay, as a light brother, you know to have a ministry. You know to be working on certain things. You know what angel today we're going to commune with. You see? You know these different mysteries that the world don't know. You see? That's why he said, when you follow me, you're going to have the light of life. In other words, Messiah is giving you the keys to life, but not just life in this reality, but life in a new reality that light brother will inherit, because we have an inheritance. You see what I'm saying? On top of this reality that we're living in. He said the light of life. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So I let my brother speak.
Now look, my brother just said some heavy stuff. Now listen, I'm gonna add a little light to it, you know what I'm saying, in another way. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, me and him always go back and forth with different analogies how we break the light down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I told y'all before, now we got the cross
mm-hmm.
that everybody understands what it is today,
mm-hmm.
which means eternal life. But we got original cross, which is the cross that the ancients wear, which is the Ankh. Now that represents eternal life too. And I'm going to explain it to you. The straight lines represents the male principle. Mm-hmm. The hoop on the top represents the female principle. Mm-hmm. That is the womb of life.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the Ankh got a, well, that's one of the reasons why the Ankh got a hoop on the top. And the straight lines mean the masculine, the top part mean the feminine. That is the true cross of eternal life. That is eternal life. And that is the water of life. You know what I'm saying? Light and water is the same thing. That's why Messiah said, I come to give you the water of life. When you drink this water, you shall never thirst again. You know what I'm saying? And that's why he showed you. Now, see, people see Messiah in the scriptures turn water to wine. Oh, my goodness, that was awesome. It was awesome. But he was giving light for them, a message. The true light of the world, the water that I came to bring, it has been darkened and tainted. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It has been corrupted by the world. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So he turned water, the light of the world, into wine to show you that it was corrupted. You know what I'm saying? And our job is to turn that wine back to pure water of life. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically what my brother trying to tell you.
Right.
This is life. You know what I'm saying? Things that we see when we read scripture. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm going to give it back to my brother.
And I want to piggyback off what he said a little bit, because we kind of talked about this early with my brother. Now, my brother, and now if you think about this, now the Ankh, and even the cross has four sides
mm-hmm,
of it.
Mm-hmm.
You
right,
see,
right.
They say the Father, the Mother, and the Son.
Right.
But actually, it's the Father, the Son, the Mother, and the Daughter.
Right.
You see,
right.
That's why you got four sides of
right.
the cross.
Right.
That
right.
completes it.
Right.
You see,
right.
But they don't tell you that.
Right.
You see, this is the light. You
right.
see, and when you engage in the light, you know, remember, there is two sides to everything.
Mm-hmm.
The Father, the Mother, the Son, the Daughter.
Mm-hmm.
You see,
mm-hmm.
which make it a four,
mm-hmm.
which make it complete.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you complete
mm-hmm.
the cross.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just want to highlight that and piggyback off that, because when you're talking light, the light take you into other
right.
things.
Right.
But I'm going to get back. I'll digress. I'll get back to, you know, get back to
mm-hmm.
our program, which is Light Brothers, Are We Evolving? But before I get back, I just want to let you know, if anybody out there can recollect what us Light Brothers are talking about, you can give us a call at 845-214-9966. And again, brother, now I'm going to take you into something heavy. Now, I'm reading out of the Keys of Enoch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen to this, how it describes us Light Brothers. This is why we should be evolving back to Sons of Light. Listen to this, and that again is from the Keys of Enoch, page 263, verse 1 and 2. Now listen how it describes us. It says, the key of Paradise Sun, creations tell us that the higher evolution is coded within the people who are known as the true Israel. This Israel is not a physical, historical, or ethnic, it is the Israel of the vibratory levels of light, energy used in programming of human consciousness. The key words, true Israel, just as a great teacher of the Kabbalah has spoken of the Vestas Israel. All right, now. The reason I read that is because it talks about true Israel. It speaks about the code within the people is known as true Israel. See, when it's talking about the code, it's talking about us Light Brother. You see, they use code as letting you know that the code in our DNA, everything that we're our vibes, this is Light Brother. This is what we reproduce within ourselves. You see what I'm saying? And it speaks of the true Israel. You know, the teachers of the Kabbalah. You see, talking about us, talking about Light Brothers. Because really, not to say that our nation can't teach the Kabbalah, but when it say true Israel, you're going back to, it says teachers. I hate to use that, but it is what it is. You know, but Light Brother is the ones that teach light. You see, we teach light. So that was one. That was one scripture. Now I got another one from the Keys of Enoch. Now listen to this, verse 3 and 4. Listen to this one. It says, "This is the spiritual Israel, which is a peoplehood that is not clinging to one tradition,
mm-hmm.
or prophesying, nor working with one Alpha Omega cosmology. Israel is the peoplehood of all great minds and dimensions of the Father." It says, the keys tell us that the true Israel is also known as the one children of light.
Right.
They are the children who express different light emanations, yet work with the seventh ray of creation. They are people within the divine purpose who contend with God until victory. They are a people who are the light, continually. With this light, they are continually transformed and materialized and creation to be in accordance with the will of the Father. They do this by demonstrating the higher spiritual truths and proclaim to all people. Now, if I tell you what me and my brother and myself is talking about, I don't know what to say, because it's described rightly. It even called children of light. It's been a language we speak. You see, it tells light and nations, yet work with the now. I don't know what seventh ray is. And this is going to help you get a more appreciation. Okay, I'll let my brother say the seventh ray to you.
Okay. Now, when it say the seventh ray, it's talking about, okay, when me and my brother told y'all before about the creator gods,
mm-hmm.
Enoch is the seventh ray. You know what I'm saying? That's what it means when they say the seventh ray. The seventh ray means Enoch and all his creation.
Right.
Eniel is maybe he the eighth ray in all his seed, who he created in his universe. That's what it means when it says seventh ray. It means Enoch and everything he created in his universe. Like my brother told you, we all going to be created gods, have our own universe, so we're going to create our own lineage.
Right.
That's what seventh ray means. But I'm going to piggyback on what my brother was saying about what that means. In this whole universe, it don't matter what name you put on it. It goes back to what we were saying. You can put any name on it you want. It's the same doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
Enoch doctrine is all over this universe. It just got different names and symbols. He said, true light, brethren, or true Israel, is say, don't cling to one tradition.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? You don't cling to one tradition.
Right.
Because all the traditions is one priesthood.
Right.
Which is a priesthood of Melchizedek. And he said the seventh ray, and I'll tell you what the seventh ray is. Now watch this to show you that it's all of it is a doctrine of Metatron or Enoch all over the world. Go to verse 7 on the same page, 2:6-3. It say, under the guidance of the sons of light, the true Israel brought the scriptures of light to the communities of Quran, that's in the Middle East. The true Israelites brought the scriptures of light to the community of Alexandria in Egypt. Like I told you, what Messiah is teaching is really Egyptian doctrine from Atlantis in Lemuria. You know what I'm saying? The true Israelites brought the true scriptures to the Tokla Macon Basin in Tibet. That's our doctrine. The true Israelites brought the scriptures to the light community of Nag Hammadi in Egypt. You know what I'm saying? And the true Israelites brought the scriptures to the Great Salt Lakes, America, to the Native American Indians. It just goes to confirm what I've been saying in all the videos that Shekinah made me do.
Right.
All these religions is our religion, and they put different names on it. That's why I tell you, don't get hung up on the names.
Right.
Evolve in the light, like my brother trying to tell you.
Yeah.
Stop letting it limit you. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to show you the limitation even in the light. In this reality, in the video I did yesterday, it showed the dove with the pyramid on, I mean the triangle on her head. That triangle is a limitation because it's not supposed to be a triangle, but it still go together because it's of Enoch. It really supposed to be a square. That's why when you sometimes you see a circle with a cross in the middle of it with four dots inside the on each side of that cross, it means the Father, the Mother, the Son, and the Daughter. That's the heavenly true cross. Mm-hmm. That's why when the three wise men came to Messiah, it was in limitation. It was a triangle. It was the Father, the Son, and the Mother. But they left out the daughter. You must bring the daughter back in the equation to make it complete.
Right.
That is the square. That is the cross. The cross, Messiah got, only reason why he got on the cross, to give you symbolism of what the what it's supposed to be. You took away Messiah's consort, and you got to give her back to him. That's what the cross symbolized. The four in completion. The Father, the Mother, the Son, and the Daughter. Evolve, like my brother trying to tell y'all.
Right. That was wonderful, brother. You see, but also on top of that, it's letting you know who my brother is and who I am. It said, now listen what it says. It says, they are the people with one divine purpose.
Right.
Who contend with God until victory.
Right.
They are the people who are the light continually. Right. That's why we always talk light, 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 right. Light, light,
right.
Light.
Right.
You see, just piggybacking off what my brother was saying. But guess what? I'm going to take you into something that's going to keep confirming who we are, light brother and are, and why that we should be evolving. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the Heavenly Father speaking. Now, listen to this. On the Keys of Enoch, verse 5 and 6 on page 263. Listen to what this says. It says, for this reason, they are a remnant seed upon our planet, for they are the remnant of the higher Adam cabin race.
Mm-hmm.
Sent to the earth, they are the scattered remnant of the mind energies of the Adamic society from other eons of time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this race, now listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
This race was brought to earth to evolve a higher thinking intelligence and give linkage channels to the new orders of evolution. Since that time, the Sons of Light and the Great White Brotherhood have sustained the true Israel throughout all generations of man, of Hebrew Israelites. It also, when it says man, I always put Hebrew Israelites.
Right.
Talking to us, not the world, not the other nation.
Right.
So listen, now you see why, you know, this goes right back with light brother evolving into sons of light. Look what it says about us. It tells you. That's why when my brother said we came from different other places, different, we've been evolving from worlds to universes, from galaxies.
Right.
This is letting you know.
Right.
See, we the Adam cabin race
that
came on this earth.
Right.
See, we came, light brother, you see, light brother. It says, light brothers, it says, for this reason, they are the remnant seed.
Mm-hmm.
The remnant seed, you see, of the Adam cabin, light brother. And I'm not trying to brag. This is just what the scriptures is saying to let you know who we are as a people, letting us let you know. See, light brothers know who they are. And then it says, look what our jobs is. The race that was brought to earth to evolve a higher thinking of intelligence and give channels to new orders of evolution, evolvement.
Right.
You see, new ways to evolve. Because see, when before we came down here, the archons cut the light between Messiah's universe, giving us the light that we were supposed to get. And this is why we had to come down here with Messiah so that we can not only find our light brothers, but to help them to remember who they is so they can get back helping us to continue to share this light on this planet.
Right. Right.
You see?
Right.
And this is what Light Brother's job is. You see, brother? Now, I'm gonna take us into the next scripture, which is on the keys of Enoch, 2:64, 8 and 9. Now, listen to what this reads. Now, this is heavy, too. It says, it is they who are receptacles for the flame of the Heavenly Father. They're recipients of the consciousness and architectures of the world. They are the indwelling consciousness communication channel for the Heavenly Father, who is the mind of the universal intelligence govern our Father's universe. It says, whenever the people of the greater light vibrations have used their vibrations to serve the higher mind and to reverse the living universe, they have kept accurate records and testimonies of where the higher universe would interconnect with the lower evolutionary orders of creation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To put this all in a nutshell is letting us know that through us, given through the divine Heavenly Father, through the almighty mind, through the divine Heavenly Father, he gives us the light that comes through him into us,
mm-hmm.
down on this planet,
mm-hmm.
to help our brethren and sisters, our nation,
mm-hmm.
and each other,
mm-hmm.
to get this higher understanding. You see, go ahead. Okay, yeah, we only got 2 minutes left. I'm sorry. But, you know, not to cut it short, but, you know, just to, not to cut it short. But it's just helping us to know that, you know, our jobs is to continue to testify of the light. And, it gives us, it just lets you know what light, brother, this is why we should be evolving. Now, I got one more scripture that I'm going to try to read, but I'm going to make it quick. It's the same page, 264. I'm going to just read 11. And it says, and with these linkage of channels of higher evolution, man has been directly kept alive throughout the cycles of mortality so that the conscious patterns which leave the physical forms can remade into light to become sons of light and active co-participants with the great brotherhood of light.
Yes.
Okay. Basically, that's what we're doing. I can't get into it more because it's about our session is about to end.
So fast,
you know. But, you know, this is why, light brother, we must continue to evolve.
Mm-hmm.
We can't be slipping up and we can't be, like, not, you know, minister it with consistency.
Go ahead. Look, we forgot to say, come join us. So,
yeah.
Hey, look, hey, right. You're in the light so much, you already forgot. You know what I'm saying? Hey, come join us on 12TribesIsLight.com. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You can put in a request form and come join us.
Okay, that's going to end our session. I want to thank the Eternal Heavenly Father, Barbilo, our King Messiah, Metatron. And my name is Rudolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adair Bay Israel. Come
and
join us.
Come join us at 12TribesIsraelite.com or UpperRoom.com. I just want to thank all those that listen to us. And hopefully, if it's the Divine Heavenly Father's will, we'll be back next week to give you another program. And thank you very much for joining us. And my name is Rudolph Bay Israel, and I'm going to say peace be unto you. Shalom.
Peace be unto you. Shalom. 39 seconds. Good video, brother.
Good.
Man, that's how bad that time went.
What? I couldn't even.
Oh, man, please. Man, I can't believe I thought that's like only been 5 minutes.
Right. You see how fast it goes?
Dang.
I didn't even finish. I had two more scriptures. It just goes so fast.